会長
会長会長会長
Excuse me, you're misusing the word ho. It's an interjection used to call attention to a destination, not an object, as in a land ho or a westward ho.
会長
Hey guys, what you doing? Going out to discover electricity?
If you're referring to the work of Benjamin Franklin, he did not discover electricity. He merely used a kite to determine that lightning consists of electricity. He also invented the Franklin stove, bifocals, and the flexible urinary catheter. Kite-ho.
We're heading out for some kite fighting.
Kite fighting?
Oh, yeah. It's an extremely competitive cutthroat sport.
Well, actually, the risk of throat cutting is very low. On the other hand, severe string burn is a real and ever-present danger.
You want to come watch?
Oh, gee. Sounds amazing. But I've got some friends coming over. Not a big thing. We're just going to watch the Nebraska game.
Oh, football. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Good guess.
I would have invited you, but I know you're not a football fan.
No, no, I'm not. So, great. You've got plans doing something you like. I've got plans doing something I like. So it's good.
Well, maybe we'll hang out later, you know, after everybody's gone.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Penny goes.
Well, this sucks.
I'm sorry, I got bored and drifted off. Where exactly in the interaction did the sucking lie?
Leonard just realized that Penny's been hiding him from her friends because he's a tiny little man who flies kites.
Oh, that certainly would suck.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. Flying kites.
Wallowitz is trying to outflank us. Let out some string at altitude, and I'll go under and cut his line.
Why wouldn't Penny want her friends to meet me?
Focus, Leonard, focus. The heat of battle is upon us. The dogs of war unleashed.
Maybe Kuthra Polly's right. Maybe I embarrass her.
You're embarrassing me right now. A grown man worrying about such nonsense? We're in the middle of flying kites.
Sorry.
Sorry won't bring their kites down. Oh, string worm, string worm!
Oh, they think we're flanking. They're playing right into our hands. At the count of three, we execute the flying scissor. One, two,
three. You see that? See what?
The chick, she smiled at me.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Come on, scissors, scissors.
Pull my line.
What are you doing? I got scissors by myself. Howard, come back! Victory!
Son of a bitch.
You're a sucky friend, you know that? A sucky, sucky friend.
What was I supposed to do? She gave me that come hither look.
If she gave you any look at all, it was a you suck look.
I would have caught up to her if I hadn't pulled a hammy.
Oh, please, you weigh 80 pounds. You don't have a hammy.
So Penny doesn't want me around her friends. I embarrass her. What else could it be?
Well, her actions could be out of concern for your feelings. Perhaps she's excluded you from these gatherings because she's scouting for a new mate and doesn't want to do it in front of you.
Oh, how kind of her.
Agreed. Most primates don't show that sort of discretion. A female bonobo will copulate with a new male in front of the old one without so much as a how do you do.
You always do this, you know? You ditch me for a woman you don't have a shot with.
I totally had a shot.
With a woman you were chasing through a park. That's not a shot, that's a felony. What's worse, it cost me my prized Patang fighting kite. Sheldon, I don't suppose there's any chance you could give me my kite back.
I'm sorry, Raj, but the rules of aerial warfare dictate that the fallen kite go to the victor. And without rules, the competition has no meaning. And without meaning, the following would be an empty gesture. I have your kite. I have your kite.
Raj glowers at Howard.
Hey.
Hi.
How was your football party?
It was pretty good. We won.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. It's a weird figure of speech, isn't it? We won when you weren't actually playing. When we watch Star Wars, we don't say, we defeated the Empire.
I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, hey, on a related subject, are you embarrassed to have me around your friends?
Oh, my God, no. Why would you ask that?
Well, you know, I just noticed I haven't really met any of them.
Sure you have.
Well, yeah, no, I met the huge ex-boyfriend and the smaller, yet still larger than me, ex-boyfriend. By the way, were they here today?
Of course not.
Of course not. Why would they be? Why would I ask? Why am I rambling? Why don't you stop me?
Leonard, look, if you want to meet my friends, that would be great. I just, you know, I didn't want you to be bored.
I wouldn't be bored. Why would I be bored?
Well, because they're not genius scientists.
Penny, I like all sorts of people. Some of my best friends aren't geniuses.
Like who?
Okay, some of my Facebook friends aren't geniuses. My point is, if we're gonna be a couple, I should be friends with your friends.
Okay, great. Well, then why don't you come over next Saturday and watch the game with us?
Another football game?
They have them every week.
Did not know that.
You wanted to meet my friends.
Sure. Just, I don't know much about football.
Oh, that's okay. A lot of the guys' girlfriends don't know football. They just kind of drink and talk in the kitchen.
Great.
Looking left, he's got nothing. He drops off a screen.
Okay, a completed pass. First down, New England. I think I'm starting to get this.
Really? The only thing I've learned in the last 2 hours is that American men love drinking beer, pee too often, and have trouble getting erections.
Focus on the game, not the commercials, Raj.
Just saying, maybe if you people cut back on the beer, you could get out of the bathroom and satisfy your women without pharmaceutical help.
Raj, what are you doing here? You're supposed to help me pimp out my Vespa.
I'm sorry, are you under the impression that we're still friends?
Come on. You're not still grinding on the kite thing, are you?
It's not just the kite thing. Every time we go someplace, you think you could just dump me whenever someone prettier comes along, even though you don't have a shot with them.
But I had a shot with that jogger.
Fine. Paint green flames on your little scooter with her.
It's not a little scooter. It's the second biggest Vespa they make.
You're watching football? There's no fooling you. Now, what is this sack statistic they put up there?
All I know about sacks is my mother shops there.
Sacks.
It's football nomenclature for when a quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
Huh. Scrimmage.
The line of scrimmage is the imaginary transverse line separating the offense from the defense.
Oh.
Sheldon knows football?
Apparently.
I mean, Quidditch, sure, but football?
Sheldon, how do you know this stuff?
I grew up in Texas. Football is ubiquitous in Texas. Pro football, college football, high school football, peewee football. In fact, every form of football except the original, European football. Which most Texans believe to be a commie plot.
Unbelievable.
If you're interested, I also know all about frying meat that isn't chicken as if it were chicken.
So, you could teach me?
Football or chicken fried meats?
Football. I'm going to Penny's on Saturday to watch a game with her friends, and I don't want to look like an idiot. I want to blend in.
You want to blend in with Penny's friends? I think looking like an idiot would be the perfect camouflage.
Come on, Sheldon, please teach me football. It'll be fun.
That's exactly what my father said. Come to the games, watch the games, week in and week out, from the time I was 5 until I went off to college. Longest 7 years of my life.
Please, I'm asking you as a friend.
Are you making this a tier one friendship request?
Yes.
Fine.
I really appreciate this.
Yeah. All right, Poindexter, sit down, shut up, and listen.
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's how my father always began our football conversations. And if you'd like, after the game, I'll take you outside and teach you how to shoot close enough to a raccoon that it craps itself.
Sheldon examines, then discards Leonard's Football for Dummies book. Sheldon's making toast with a Battlestar Galactica toaster when Leonard appears, putting on a football shirt.
When are you going to stop making Cylon toast?
When I have enough to destroy all the human toast on the Battlestar known as Galactica. Is that what you're wearing to watch football at Penny's?
What's wrong with a football jersey?
Nothing. That, however, appears to be a football cocktail dress.
It's the smallest size they had, except the one for dogs. I can't believe they had one for dogs.
Oh, yes. Canine football fans are a common sight in Texas. Cats, however, refuse to wear sporting apparel. My sister found that out the hard way.
Anyway, wish me luck.
Leonard, wait. Am I correct in assuming that your attempt to be accepted by Penny's peers is based on your desire to ensure your continuing mating privileges with her?
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly that way.
How would you put it?
Yeah, okay, like you said.
Huh. Seems like an awful lot of trouble to go through for intercourse. Don't you have access to women who will do it for money? By the way, another accepted usage for the term ho.
Goodbye, Sheldon.
Now, hold on. I believe that social convention dictate you not arrive empty-handed. Would you like to bring some Cylon toast?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to fit in, not get laughed at.
Some toast pops up.
What's funny about Cylon toast?
It's open.
Hey, pal.
What do you want?
Brought you a little gift. New kite.
The kite you made me lose was an authentic Patang, an Indian fighting kite that my brother sent to me from New Delhi. It took me a day to put together and 2 days to paint. This is Hello Kitty.
Yeah, but it comes with a little coin purse. Does a Patang?
Wow, you just don't get it, do you? Buying me something pretty isn't gonna make our problem just go away.
Look, I admit, I haven't always been the best friend I could be.
You've been a sucky friend, a sucky, sucky friend.
Stipulated.
And you do it all the time. Last week in the mall at Radio Shack, we were looking for a phone with giant numbers for your mother. And I suddenly realized you're not even there.
I know,
and
I know.
And where were you?
Getting shot down by the girl at Hot Dog on a Stick.
But in my defense, she was gorgeous.
And working that squeezer to make the lemonade going up and down and up. It was like a free pole dance right in the middle of the food court.
You're impossible.
Hey, at least I can talk to women without being drunk.
Excuse me, I have selective mutism, a recognized medical disorder. You're just a douche.
No, you know what? Maybe that's what this whole thing is about. You're not mad at me. You're mad at yourself.
No, I'm mad at you. I hate myself, but I'm mad at you.
Fine, you're mad at me. I get it. No. How about we go spend the day together? Just the two of us. We'll go anywhere you want.
I don't know.
Come on. Let me take you someplace nice.
I do enjoy the La Brea tapas.
Really? Now with the traffic and the parking? Okay, fine. The tar pits, let's go.
Howard gives him a winning smile.
No, why can't I stay mad at you?
Go, 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 yes! Are you people watching this? Is this amazing or what?
Sweetie, that's a highlight from the 98 championship game.
Oh, did not know that.
How much beer have you had?
None, why?
Oh, just kind of hoping you were drunk. Now we're back live.
Okay, yeah. No, I can see the difference.
Oh, where's the flag? That's intentional grounding.
Totally. Yeah, that completely was a forward pass, which they threw intentionally incomplete to avoid loss of yardage or to conserve time. I can't believe they're not being penalized with the loss of a down and by having to move the line of scrimmage back to the spot of the foul.
Here, have some pizza, sweetie.
You know I'm lactose intolerant.
I know. I just need you to stop talking.
Penny. Penny. Penny.
Sheldon, come in.
Thank you. I'd like to make a sandwich, but I'm out of bread.
There's some in the fridge.
You shouldn't keep your bread in the refrigerator. Staleness is caused by crystallization of the starch molecules, which occurs faster at cool temperatures.
On Earth, we'd say thank you.
So, Leonard, how goes the mimesis?
Mimesis?
You know, mimesis. An action in which the mimic takes on the properties of a specific object or organism. Mimesis.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm attempting to communicate with you without my meaning becoming apparent to those around you. Let me try again. Have the indigenous fauna accepted you as one of their own? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Oh, I guess so.
Good. Oh, FYI, after I eat my sandwich, I'm taking Kuthrapali's Patang kite out for a test run. Would you like to get your Delta Wing Raptor and join me?
I don't want to fly kites, Sheldon. No, we're watching football here.
I can see that. I was providing you with an alternative. A courtesy I was never offered in similar circumstances.
Oh, look at that. The Oklahoma coach has thrown down a red flag indicating he's challenging the ruling on the field. Hope he's right, because if he's not, it'll cost him one of his three timeouts.
Penny looks increasingly embarrassed.
You know, Leonard, honey, I wouldn't mind if you wanted to go fly kites with Sheldon.
No, I'll watch the end of the game. Besides, there's only 3 minutes left.
Until halftime.
This is just half? We've been here for hours.
And you're going to be here for a couple more.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Nice meeting all of you.
So, yeah, anyway, that's my boyfriend. He is really smart.
I really like my saber-toothed cat. Thank you.
My pleasure. Maybe after lunch, we can go to Marie Callender's and have some pie.
I'd like that. This is turning out to be a perfect Saturday.
Good. I'm glad. Oh, man, did you see the way she smiled at me?
Fine, go ahead.
No, this is our day.
If you want to chase after her, chase after her.
Oh, who am I kidding? I wouldn't have a shot with a girl like that.
Don't put yourself down. You're a very attractive man.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't kill you to take a Pilates class with me now and then, but you have a certain wiry appeal.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, because she wasn't really smiling at me.
Actually, in this case, I think she was.
Really?
Yeah.
Bye.
What a douche.